以赛亚书是旧约先知书里头的第一本。
The book of Isaiah is the first prophetic book in the Old Testament.
有人说以赛亚先知他是一位双脚踏着地头进入云端的先知。
Some say that Isaiah is a prophet that has both feet on the ground and his head is above the cloud.
双脚踏的地就是他很真实的生活在犹太社会里头。
Both feet on the ground, meaning that he lived a life in among the Jews.
那看起来他跟当王的这个王室也有很密切的关系。
But he has a close relationship with the nobles.
那他头是进入云端。
And his head is above the clouds.
虽然他身处在一个对神悖逆又短视的一个时代。
He lived in a generation of rebellious and short-sighted.
但是他的心却是存着永恒的看见。
But he saw eternity in his heart.
我们请参考以赛亚书第六章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 6.
以赛亚书第六章第一节。
Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1.
第一节，当乌西亚王崩的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。
Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1. In the year of that king Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple.
这在讲以赛亚先知，他看见了神的威严，看见神伟大的异象。
It describes the vision that Isaiah saw.
他是被神所拣选的先知。
He is a chosen prophet.
他对神有别人所没有的那种看见跟体验。
He has experience and visions that nobody else had.
他跟每一个人一样，只是生存在历史当中的一个小片段。
He was like everybody else. He was just a small part of history.
那他常常用他的嘴巴来讲论那个时代的一些情况。
But he often spoke of the phenomena of the time.
那他是又常常提到有关神的永恒。
And he often mentioned the eternity of God.
从他的信息 里头他来指导人们对将来对永恒的盼望。
He taught the people the eternity and hope in his messages.
我们来看一下他对那个时代的一个警告跟预告。
Let's see his warning and prophecy to the generation at the time.
请看以赛亚书第五章第五节。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 5 verse 5.
第五节，现在我告诉你们，我要向我的葡萄园怎样行，我必撤去篱笆，使它被吞灭，拆灭墙垣，使它被践踏。
5. And now, please let me tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will take away its hedge, and it shall be burnt, and break down its walls, and it shall be trampled down.
第六节，我必使他荒废，不再修理，不再除刨，荆棘棘藜倒要生长。我必命银不降雨在其上。
Six, I will lay it waste; it shall not be pruned or dug, but there shall come up briars and thorns. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain on it.
这在提到一个要被荒废、被弃绝的一个葡萄园。
It talks about a vineyard that is abandoned.
那这到底在讲什么
？What is it talking about？
第七节
，verse seven。
万军之主的葡萄园就是以色列家，他所喜爱的树就是犹大人。他指望公平，谁知道有暴虐；指望的是公义，谁知道有冤声。
Seven. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah are his pleasant plant. He looked for justice, but behold, oppression; for righteousness, but behold, a cry for help.
那当然。这个葡萄园也是一段的比喻。
This vineyard is also a parable.
它主要在讲着当时这些犹太社会的情形。
It talks about the Jewish society.
这在讲着他们就要到的命运。
It talks about their destiny.
那在以赛亚书里头还有其他的比喻。
There are other parables in the book of Isaiah.
今天晚上我们要看的是在二十八章。
We are going to look at chapter 28.
但是我们先来看一下马太福音的十六章。
But first, let's look at Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音十六章第二节。
Matthew 16. Verse 2.
耶稣回答说，晚上天发红，你们就说天必要下，必要晴。
Verse 2. He answered and said to them, When it is evening, you say, It will be fair weather, for the sky is red.
我们在一个地区住久了，我们对气候也好像能够预告。
When we live somewhere for a while, we can almost tell what the weather is going to be.
在主耶稣那个时代，在那一个地方，如果有这种现象，就知道说明天是晴天。
In Jesus' time, if they see the sky is red, they know it's going to be a sunny day.
第三节，早晨天发红又发黑，你们就说今日必有风雨。你们知道分辨天上的气色，倒不能分辨这时候的神机。
Three, and in the morning it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and threatening. Hypocrites, you know how to discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times.
我们观察万物常常会从当中有所领悟。
When we look at nature, we might have some understandings.
首先我们看到一些自然的定律。
We saw the laws of the nature.
那从这些自然的定律里头也常常引发我们对我们的生活、对人生，甚至对神能够有一些启发跟联想。
When we see these laws, we can be inspired in our life, even towards God.
所以，在我们周遭的这许许多多的事情，总是那么的自然。
So the things are around us are natural.
但是神所造的每一件事情，它都有它的目的，不止一样，常常是包括很多样。
But all creation of God has its purpose, many different purposes.
常常也是借着他所做创造的万物，要对我们的生活、对我们的信仰有所教导。
And through His creation, He teaches us in our life, in our faith.
所以我们常常求神帮助我们，让我们能够有所明白、有所领悟。
So we ask God to help us to understand.
好，那我们来看以赛亚书二十八章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 28.
以赛亚书二十八章二十三节。
Isaiah chapter 28, verse 23.
二十三节，你们当侧耳听我的声音，留心听我的言语。
23. Give ear and hear my voice. Listen and hear my speech.
这样的口气通常就是要告诉你们一件很严肃的事情。
It is a very serious tone.
通常跟神有关的事情都是很重要的，都是很严肃的。
This is a matter regarding to God, so it's very serious.
二十四节，那耕地为要撒种的，岂是常常耕地呢？岂是常常开垦耙地呢
？24. Does a plowman keep plowing all day to sow? Does he keep turning his soil and breaking the clods?
这是很平缓的一件事情。
It is a very natural thing.
25节，他拉平了地面，岂不就撒种小茴香，播种大茴香，按行列种小麦，在定处种大麦，在田边种粗麦呢
？25. When he has leveled his surface, does he not sow the black cumin and scatter the cumin, plant the wheat and roast the barley in the appointed place and the spelt in its place?
如果是耕种的人，这样的描述他们。就是他们生活，他们在工作，就是这么做。
This is just how the sowers did their job.
二十六节，因为他的神教导他务农相宜，并且指教他。
26. For he instructs him in right judgment, his God teaches him.
二十七节，原来打小茴香不用尖利的器具，扎大茴香也不用路堵，但用杖打小茴香，用棍打大茴香。
27. For the black cumin is not threshed with a threshing sledge, nor is a cartwheel rolled over a cumin, but the black cumin is beaten out with a stick, and the cumin with a rod.
这都是当时他们很多人很熟悉的事情。
This is something that they're familiar with.
怎么去耕种，怎么去收成。
How to sow, how to harvest.
28节，作饼的粮食是用磨磨碎，因它不必常打，所以用路堵和马打散。却不磨它。
28. Bread flour must be ground, therefore he does not thresh it forever. Break it with his cartwheel or crush it with his horsemen.
29节，这也是出于万军之主，他的谋略奇妙，他的智慧广大。
This also comes from the Lord of hosts, who is wonderful in counsel and excellent in guidance.
这些生活当中平常的事情，怎么会扯上神的奇妙、神的智慧的广大？
Why did they talk about God's counsel and guidance in these usual things?
在23节已经提醒他们说，你要侧耳听，要留心的听。
In 23 it says, give ear and hear my voice.
就是我们要仔细的去领悟一下。
So we need to carefully try to understand.
这平常的事情到底在告诉我们什么？
What are these common things telling us?
我的题目是带给安慰的比喻。
The topic is the parable of comfort.
那这样一个平常的事情到底在告诉我们什么有关安慰的事情？
This usual matter, what is it telling us about comforting?
那当我们把这个描述再把它看一下。
If we look at how they describe it again.
我们发现说他在讲整理土地有他的时候。
He is talking about there is a time to level the land.
不是一年到头都在整理这个土地。
They don't level the land all year round.
撒种也有他的时候。
There is a time for sowing.
收成也有它的时候。
A time for harvest.
不同的作物在不同的时间收这个收获。
They collect different fruits at different times.
不同的作物用不同的工具来收获。
And to harvest, they have different tools.
收成的这些种子也用不同的方法来处理。
And they have different methods to take care of these seeds.
这个对他们来讲，这个是就是这么平常的事情。
It is something very usual.
他们从开始参与耕种的事情，渐渐的他们就学会了这些事情。
When they participate in sowing, they already knew.
他们都知道每一种农作物都有它的一些独特的特性。
They know that there's different features of these harvests.
哪一种种子应该撒在哪里？
Where do you put the seeds?
哪一种种子在什么时候撒？
When do you put the seeds?
在哪一个季节是整理土地的一个好时候？
What is a good season to level the surface?
那他们也都知道这个每一种作物有它的特点，当然也有它的弱点。
They knew that these harvest has their features, also their weaknesses.
所以收成的时候要用不同的工具。
That's why you need different tools.
这样子才不会去伤害到这些农作物。
So you wouldn't harm the harvest.
那用适当的方法来处理，才能够好好的来保存它们。
And you need to use the correct method to store it.
那在这里我们先把它引申一下我们每一个人也都有不同的独特性。
So if we try to imagine this, then we all have different features.
我们每一个人也都有这个脆弱或者易受伤害的一面。
And we all have a fragile or side.
如果我们真的有基督徒的爱我们对别人的脆弱、易受伤害的那一部分，我们会特别的小心。
If we have the love of Christ, we will be extra careful for other people's fragile side.
那如果我们存心要伤害一个人，其实也这么的容易，就针对他脆弱的地方，他易受伤害的地方。
And it's also very easy for us to intentionally harm others.
所以常常我们其实也很容易可以发现说，一个人他是不是真的对我们好。
And many times we can easily tell if someone is good to us.
对我们好的人，他会小心的来对待我们的脆弱，我们易受伤害的那一部分。
For someone that is good to us, he will be very careful for the fragile side of us.
那如果我们的敌人，他就很残忍的往我们脆弱的那一个部分来攻击我们。
And our enemies will attack us in our fragile parts.
所以要分辨人的爱心，好人坏人，有时候也不是那么的困难。
So it's actually not very hard to tell good and evil.
所以我们就想到说，这个拿单他要去纠正大卫的时候，他是怎么做的？
And how did Nathan correct David?
他想办法的能够保护大卫，能够引导大卫走上对的道路。
He tried carefully to guide David into the correct path.
他是要帮助大卫，他不是要伤害大卫。
He was to help David, not to harm him.
好，那我们再看回以赛亚书二十八章的这段比喻。
Let's look back at the parable in Isaiah chapter 28.
啊，为什么说这是一个有关安慰的比喻
？Why is it a parable of comfort?
哦，这在告诉我们说，神的怒气、神的管教不是永远的。
It tells us that God's wrath and His discipline is not everlasting.
哦，他一开始就讲到整理这个土啊，耕种的土地不是一年到头都在整理。
It tells us that they don't level the surface all year round.
哦，撒种也是有它的时间性，有它的时间性的。
And there is also a period of time when you sow.
哦，当时的社会，他们必须要面对神公义的审判。
The society at the time they need to face the judgment of God.
哦，因为他们的悖逆，他们也必须要面对神的愤怒。
They need to face God's wrath because of their rebellions.
啊，但是先知带给他们一个安慰的比喻。
But the prophet brought them a parable of comfort.
请看诗篇三十篇。
Let's look at Psalms 30.
诗篇三十篇第五节。
Psalm 30 verse 5.
第五节，因为他的怒气不过是转眼之间，他的恩典乃是一生之久。啊，一朔虽然有哭泣，早晨就要欢呼。
Five, for his anger is but for a moment, his favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
神的这个啊，这个怜悯啊，是很多古圣徒他们所看到的，所体验到的。
The saints have all experienced and seen God's mercy.
所以这对当时的犹太人来讲，这是一个带给他们安慰的比喻。
That's why it's a parable of comfort for the Jews at the time.
好，因为他们已经开始在面对的周围的这些强敌的侵犯。
They were facing the enemies surrounding them.
啊，他们很多人已经可以看得到这个国家的危险。
They could see the danger of the country.
那因为有神的这一种的安慰，所以呢，他们可以不用灰心，不用气馁。
But because of God's comfort, they don't have to be discouraged.
啊，虽然他们所遭遇的是他们应该得的。
Even though they were facing what they deserved.
虽然他们也几乎到后来也没有力量 去抵抗。
Even though they had no strength to fight.
但是他们知道他们不会被完全的灭绝。
But they knew that they would not be destroyed.
因为他们知道他们的神的怒气不是永远的。
Because they knew his anger is but for a moment.
那今天我们新约时代神的百姓，我们也能够有这样的安慰。
And as God's people in the New Testament, we can have the same comfort.
人性基本上是没有太多的改变。
There are not many changes in human nature.
过去的选民啊，他们会犯错，会软弱，我们也是一样。
The chosen people will sin, they have weaknesses, so do we.
在他们的生活当中，有时候他们会走偏了路。
In their lives, they may walk astray.
所以我们也同样，有时候我们也会走错了路。
And we can also go astray.
我们请看希伯来书十二章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章十一节。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 11.
十一节，凡管教的是当时不解的快乐，管结的愁苦，后来却为那经炼过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
11. Now no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward, it yields a peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it.
希伯来书十二章在讲到神的另外一种爱，就是管教的爱。
In Hebrews chapter 12, it talks about a different kind of God's love, his discipline.
一般讲到管教，那通常也就联想到会是一种受苦。
And when we mention discipline, it often tells us of suffering.
但是在这当中也带有着安慰。
But in all of this, there's comfort.
第一个，这个受苦 不会是一直存在的。
The suffering will not last forever.
第二个，神的本意是要带来好的结果。
And God has good intentions.
要让我们再得着义，让我们真正拥有平安。
So that we can be righteous and receive peace.
十二节，所以你们要把下垂的手、发酸的腿挺起来。
Therefore, strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees.
因为有神的安慰啊，所以我们不要放弃，不要灰心。
Because we have His comfort, we cannot give up or be discouraged.
在受苦的当中，尤其是肉体上、精神上，又会觉得特别的软弱。
In our physical or spiritual suffering, we feel especially weak.
但是因为有这样的安慰啊，我们必须要打起精神来。
But because we have this comfort, we need to be strong.
我们不灰心，我们继续的往前迈进。
We are not discouraged and we walk forward.
十三节，也要为自己的脚把道路修直了，使瘸子不再歪脚，反得痊愈。
And make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed.
如果不灰心的话，是会变得越来越好的。
If we are not discouraged, then we will become better and better.
本来是受苦的，后来变成是欢喜的。
Suffering will turn to joy.
本来是失去平安的，又要得回平安。
Will receive peace if you are without peace.
那管教跟试炼，也常常是让我们不是很容易把它分清楚的。
And often we cannot distinguish discipline and chastening.
尤其从表面的遭遇来看，它好像是一样。
From the surface, it seems the same.
因为试炼这个字眼，我们也常常会跟受苦连在一起。
We often think of trials as sufferings.
从受苦的这个表面来看，受管教跟经历试炼好像是一样。
If we look simply from the aspect of suffering, then trials and discipline are the same.
所以在管教当中，我们不要灰心。
But in discipline, we cannot be discouraged.
那更何况，如果是经过试炼的话，那更是不要灰心。
And even more so if we are in trials.
请看路加福音十八章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 18.
路加福音十八章第七节。
Luke chapter 18, verse 7.
第七节，神的选民昼夜呼吁他纵然为他们忍了多时，岂不终究给他们伸冤吗？
Verse 7, And shall God not avenge his own elect, who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them?
为什么试炼我们常常会跟受苦联想在一起？
How come we think trials and sufferings are the same?
因为很多时候在试炼的时候我们一直呼求神，但是神好像没有回应。
Because in trials, when we cry out to God, it seems that God is not listening.
我们想要明白，但是没有神的回应，我们还是不明白。
We try to understand, but without His response, we still don't understand.
就好像这里所说的，神好像故意的躲起来一样。
Like right here, it seems that God is hiding from them.
我们需要神出面，神却不晓得在哪里。
We need God, but we don't know where He is.
但是这里说，终究要给他们伸冤了。
But it says He will avenge them.
终究我们是要明白的。
We will eventually understand.
终究我们是会称赞神的伟大的。
In the end, we will praise His greatness.
终究我们是会对神的作为充满着感谢的。
In the end, we will be grateful for His works.
第八节
，verse 8，
我告诉你们，要快快的给他们伸冤了。然而人子来的时候，义得见世上有信德吗
？Verse 8， I tell you that He will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will He really find faith on the earth?
我们急着要明白真相。
We want to understand the truth.
其实神常常比我们更着急。
But God is more haste than us.
他恨不得现在就解决我们的问题。
He wants to solve our problems now.
他在等什么？
What is he waiting for?
他在等我们的建立我们的信心。
He's waiting for us to build our faith.
为什么会需要有这些经历？
Why do we need these experiences?
为了建立我们更加坚强、更加扎实的信心
，so that we can build a stronger faith.
解决问题可以一时就解决。
He can solve the problem right now.
那一个问题解决了，还会有一个问题出来的。
But after this problem, there's a new problem.
如果信心没有被好好的建立，那么永远就是在那边起起伏伏。
If the faith is not well established, then it will go up and down.
所以在神 也会让我们遇见试炼，让我们受苦，但是不要灰心。
So when God put us in trials and sufferings, we cannot be discouraged.
耕种的人不会一天到晚在那边整理土地。
The sowers will not level the surface every day.
我们的神也不会一天到晚的让我们受苦。
God will not let us suffer every day.
好，为什么这是一个带给我们安慰的比喻？
Why is it a parable of comfort?
我们请看诗篇103篇。
Let's look at Psalms 103.
诗篇一百零三篇十四节。
Psalm 103 verse 14.
这个耕种的人，他们最晓得这些农作物他们的特性。
The sowers they knew the characteristics of the harvest.
所以他们在收割的时候会用适当的工具去收割。
So they use the correct tools to harvest.
那他们。也知道怎么来 保存这些、有软弱脆弱的这些作物。
They also knew how to preserve the weak ones.
因为这些耕种的人他们都很明白很清楚这些作物的特性。
Because they knew the features of the harvest.
今天我们人是神所造的。
And we are God's creation.
所以神对我们是再了解不过的。
And God knows us completely.
诗篇一百零三篇十四节。
Psalms 103 verse 14.
因为神知道我们的本体，思念我们不过是尘土。
For he knows our frame, he remembers that we are dust.
有时候我们都忘了我们自己是谁。
Many times we forget who we are.
有时候我们以为说我们是铁打的。
We think we are made out of metal.
尤其是年轻人更是这样子。
Especially for the youth.
那这里说神他知道我们的本体。我们不过是尘土。
Says God knows our frame, He remembers that we are dust.
第九节
，Verse 9.
他不长久责备，也不永远怀怒。
He will not always strive with us, nor will He keep His anger forever.
在这里，大卫再次的提到神的这种生气、刑罚不是永远的。
Once again, David mentions that God's anger is not forever.
第十节，他没有按我们的罪过待我们。也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。
He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities.
神知道我们最脆弱的那一面。
God knows our fragile side.
所以神其实是很恩待我们每一个人。
So God actually treats us with mercy.
纵然他在管教我们，他也没有死权利。
Even when he is disciplining us, he is not using all his strength.
他总是轻照我们所能够承担的来管教我们。
He will discipline us according to what we can bear.
那就让我们要常常提醒我们提醒我们，就是在神的公义里头，一定会有他的怜悯。
It reminds us that in God's justice there is mercy.
有时候我们很不愿意的去谈或者去面对神的公义。
Many times we neglect to talk about God's justice.
但是这个比喻是带给我们安慰的比喻。
But this parable is a parable of comfort.
让我们看到在神的公义里头有着他的怜悯。
We can see in His justice there is mercy.
所以我们不用去躲避。
So we don't have to avoid it.
我们谦卑的来面对神。
We come before him humbly.
在他的公义里头一定会有怜悯。
Because in his justice there is mercy.
我们请看以赛亚书第一章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 1.
以赛亚书第一章第九节。
Isaiah chapter 1 verse 9.
第九节，若不是万军之主给我们稍留遗种，我们早已像索多玛、俄摩拉的样子了。
Now, unless the Lord of hosts had left to us a very small remnant, we would have become like Sodom. We would have become made like Gomorrah.
我们都知道索多玛、俄摩拉的结局是什么。
We know the results of Sodom and Gomorrah.
就是完全的毁灭。
They faced complete destruction.
但是这些神的百姓。 他们面对神的公义的时候。
But when the people of God face God's judgment,
在神的公义里头有着怜悯。
In His justice, there is mercy.
所以在这里说，万军的神给他们留下遗种。
Says the Lord of hosts has left to them a very small remnant.
他们应该也像索多玛一样，完全的被灭绝。
They should have been destroyed like Sodom.
但是因为神的怜悯，他们却没有完全的灭绝。
But because God's mercy, they didn't face complete destruction.
那所以我们又要来谈到这个试炼。
So we will talk about the trials.
神他明白我们，他顾念我们。
God understands us and He cares for us.
纵然他的目的是为我们好，但是他也是很细心、很周到的。
He has good intentions for us, and He will, be very careful.
我们请看哥林多前书第十章。
Let's look at First Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章十三节。
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13.
十三节，你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的。神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。
13. No temptation has overtaken you, except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it.
我比较喜欢把这个试探这个字眼、把它翻译成试炼。
I like to use the word trials instead of temptation.
试炼的目的是要让我们更加成功，更加成熟。
The purpose of trials is for us to be more successful and more mature.
那神也知道我们能够承受多少。
And God knows how much we can bear.
纵然我们的目标是要承受100磅。
When we are to bear 100 pounds.
但是神也知道眼前我们只能够承担10磅。
But God knows that right now we can only bear 10 pounds.
但是我们的目标是100磅。
But our goal is 100 pounds.
神不会一下就把100磅加在我们的生活里头。
But God will not add this 100 pounds to our lives.
他照着我们所能够承担的，这样来帮助我们，训练我们。
He will train and help us according to what we can bear.
那所以什么叫做信心？
So what is faith?
信心就是我们相信在生活当中会有受苦，但是我们不会受害。
Faith is to believe that in our lives we will have sufferings but we will not be harmed.
尤其在受试炼的时候，这的确是一种苦。
It is a suffering when we are in trials.
很多为什么我们这么怕受苦？
How come we are afraid of suffering?
因为我们也常常把受苦跟受害连在一起
because we think suffering and being hurt is the same thing.
因为受苦就也一定会受害。
We think that suffering we will get hurt.
但是我们要什么是信心？我们相信神给我们的试炼是受苦，但是我们不会受害。
Being harmed is to being having faith is to believe that when we are in suffering we will not be harmed.
不但受害，而且要得着益处。
We will also receive benefits.
最大的益处就是神帮助我们，成全我们，让我们预备去行各样的善事。
The greatest benefit is God is preparing for us to do good.
一个基督徒，我们人生的一个重要的目标之一就是多多行善。
And one of the main goals of Christian is to do good work.
但是我们有没有那个能耐去行善？
Do we have the ability to do good work?
行善不是我们嘴巴讲行善就做得出来。
Doing good is not only in our speech but in our actions.
我们必须要经过试炼。
We need to overcome trials.
我们必须要灵性成长，灵性成熟。
We need to grow spiritually.
这样子我们才能够真的去行善，预备好了去行善。
Then we are prepared to do good.
所以在训练，在试炼的当中，我们受苦，但是我们相信我们不会受害。
So in trials and trainings, we believe that we are in suffering, but we will not be harmed.
最大的安慰是什么？
What is the greatest comfort?
请看回以赛亚书三十七章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 37.
以赛亚书三十七章三十节。
Isaiah chapter 37 verse 30.
三十节，以色列人啊，我是你们一个证据，你们今年要吃自生的，明年也要吃自长的，至于后年，你们要耕种、收割、摘植葡萄园其中的啊，跟其中的果子。
30. This shall be a sign to you. You shall eat this year such as grows of itself, and the second year what springs from the same. Also in the third year, sow and reap, plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them.
这样的描述就是他们在太平的这个日子里头。
It describes the time of peace.
一个都要被灭掉的，他们怎么去期盼有这样的一个平安的日子？
A country that is about to be destroyed, how can they hope for a time of peace?
所以这对当时面对强敌的犹的这个以色列人来讲，这是最大的盼望，最大的安慰。
For the Israelites facing the enemies, it is the greatest comfort.
31节
31.
由大家所逃脱以剩的人要往下扎根，向上结果。
31. And the remnant who have escaped of the house of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward.
他们不是苟延残喘，很卑贱的在生存。
They are not surviving with shame.
他们是往下扎根，向上结果。
They will take root downward and bear fruit upward.
32节，必有以剩的民从耶路撒冷而出，必有逃脱的人从锡安山而来。万军之主的热心必成就这事。
32. For out of Jerusalem shall go a remnant, and those who escape from Mount Zion, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
既然神花热心要做的事情，还有什么难成的？
If God does this with zeal, what is impossible?
对他们来讲不可能的，但是因为有神的介入，就变成可能。
For them it's impossible, but when God intervenes, it's possible.
这就是最大的安慰。
It is the greatest comfort.
今天无论在我们人生的道路、信仰的道路，有很多的不可能。
So in our journey of life or journey of faith, there are many things that are impossible.
但是神给我们最大的安慰就是他花热心要来做成我们没有办法做的事。
But the comfort of God is that He will do this with zeal.
我们再看以赛亚书四十章第一节。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 40 verse 1.
四十章第一节。
Isaiah chapter 40 verse 1.
你们的神说，你们要安慰安慰我的百姓。
Comfort, yes, comfort my people, says your God.
是的，神要带给我们安慰。
God will comfort us.
第二节要对耶路撒冷说安慰的话，又要向他们宣告，他征战的日子已经满了，他的罪孽赦免了，他为自己的一切罪从神的手中加倍受罚。
To speak comfort to Jerusalem and cry out to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins.
最大的安，另外一个最大的安慰，罪孽要得着赦免了。
A great comfort is that their iniquity is pardoned.
十一节
，verse 11.
他必像牧人牧养自己的羊群，用膀臂系及羊羔，抱在怀中，慢慢的引导那乳养的小羊。
He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and gently lead those who are with the young.
在这里让我们看到，不但有神的赦免，而且还有神的看顾。
We see there is God's mercy and there is God's protection.
二十七节
，verse 27.
雅各啊，你为何说我的道路向主隐藏？以色列啊，你为何说？我的冤屈神并不查问。
27. What do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is passed over by my God.
这个口气不但是以色列人的口气，也常常是我们的口气。
The Israelites use his tone, so do we.
28节
28.
你岂不曾知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？永在的神主，创造地极的主，并不疲乏，也不困倦，他的智慧无法测度。
28. Have you not known, have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable.
神总是知道我们的脆弱，他不跟我们计较。
He knows our weaknesses, he will not hold it against us.
无论如何，他还是照着他的慈爱，他的怜悯来施行在我们的生活里头。
And then he will do this according to his love and mercy.
29节
29.
疲乏的他是能力。 软弱的他加力量。
He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength.
在我们有时候仍然在埋怨的当中，神的恩典、神的作为已经开始在我们的生活里头了。
His blessing and his works is already in our life, but we still complain.
三十节就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒。
Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall.
真的，我们人就是这么的脆弱。
We as humans are weak.
三十一节。
31.
但那等候主的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
我们是神的百姓，我们保守在他的道路里头。
We are God's people. He protects us in His path.
他是要让我们能够如鹰展翅上腾的。
He will let us mount up with wings like eagles.
不晓得我们现在的道路是怎样的道路。
We don't know what our path is.
或许我们现在是在受管教当中。
Maybe we're in discipline.
或许我们现在是在受试炼当中。
Maybe we're in trials.
或许我们现在是平安无事。
Maybe we're in peace.
但愿今天晚上的这个比喻能够给我们一些的启发跟帮助。
But I hope that this parable can give us some inspiration.
无论如何，我们不灰心，不放弃。
So that we will not give up or be discouraged.
我们也要为着或许会来到的一些管教或者试炼，我们要准备自己。
We will prepare ourselves for the discipline or trials.
我们一起唱诗388首。
Let's sing hymn 388. Please be seated.
以利亚先知在罗藤树下求死。
Prophet Elijah asked for death under the tree.
甚至他睡着了，昏睡了。
He fell asleep.
天使来拍醒他。
And the angel woke him up.
天使带饼跟水来，叫他吃，叫他喝。
Angel brought bread and water to let him eat and drink.
既然在我们的生活当中难免会有管教或者试炼的事情。
In our lives, there will be trials and disciplines.
啊，那我们也立志，我们互相来当天使。
But we make a determination to be the angel.
啊，我们帮助在受管教、受试炼中的弟兄姐妹。
We help the brothers and sisters that are in trials or discipline.
啊，有一天弟兄姐妹在我们被管受管教或试炼的时候。也来帮助我们。
And there will be others who will help us when we are in trials.
就像天使对以利亚先知所说的，你要走的路还远。
And like the angel told Elijah, there is a long way to walk.
今天我们很多人，我们要走的路也都是还远。
And for many of us, the journey is still far.
所以我们需要我们周围有天使。
So we hope that there are angels around us.
我们每一个人都可以成为弟兄姐妹的天使。
And we are angels of other brothers and sisters.
我们来做结束的祷告。
Let's make a concluding prayer.
我们也继续特别为我们八月的灵恩布道会祷告。
And we pray for the ESSE in August.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.